They'd have a, maybe you'd see a little house sitting back in the side over there, back in the bush.
Yeah.
And look, he'd have probably an acre of apple trees there. And the apples then would just begin to ripen a little. And they'd best be hanging just as pretty. And you'd leave out of that, and then you'd hit nothing but woods, you know. While you're going around, right, you'd come up on another one. You'd be probably way up yonder. I done gone way down yonder one. But they was in there, and it's the prettiest apple. And the people from down here, we've had them to go up in there and just get a truckload of apples and bring them back, park on the side of the street down in town, you know, around the depot, and sell them things. Oh, they come all through the country and sell them. You'd get them for $1.50, $2 a bushel, you know, back then. But we haven't had no apple peddlers now in a good while. I think they found out the gas was too high. They couldn't make them trips.
Yeah. What, did you ever see water coming? You know, water would come off the...
Yeah, we went now. What we saw up there, what was the name of that? Them dams, Tennessee Valley Dam, but was that what I would call it? It was, anyway, though, dam for the electric light company. First, you started off down here at the bottom of the, along back the foot of the mountain. You have a big lake in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you go on up to about where that lake stopped, and there'd be another dam. Well, now that water had come out of that lake through a spillway into this lake. Then you get on up to the head of that one for a piece, that'd be another levee. That'd be another spillway. Well, they had five levees up that valley, and every one of those things was furnished water. They're controlling the water to go down in this big dam, and that big dam down there had the generator set on it to build electric, you know. And so the first, they had a flume built. They started way up at a big spring up on the mountain up there. And they had a great big doggone pipe there, I don't know. Always a big song gun. They had to get down so far, it got to be two of them. And one couldn't pick up all the water out of them springs, you know, and catch it and carry it down. And them two went on down, and then they come to that was coming over the mountain, you know. They had to bring it out another place, bring it over that mountain. And then they come into these, what they call a flume. You ever see one of them?
Tell me what.
It looked like a boxcar sitting up that side of that mountain, you know, just the boards up, you know, and I guess they had boards on the bottom. I didn't get out and inspect. Some place they'd be 30, 60 foot high, you know, where you cross a break, you know, you go across it. Well, they'd have the legs under that thing to hold it up. And that water running through that till it got to that first levee. And after it got there, well, then it's turned loose and it's controlled on down, because they never would have got that water down there if it hadn't had that flume. And that thing, I don't know how long it was. It was a heck of a long thing.
Where did you store your food? You mentioned... You talked to me about yesterday about a root shed. What was that?
Root cellar.
Root cellar?
Yeah. That's what they had down in that old dining hall. Underneath, you know, just like a storm pit.
Uh-huh.
And they stored the stuff that they wanted to keep cool in the summer down in there. And then in the winter, what they wanted to keep from freezing, they put it down in there. So they had several things, canned goods, you know, and the milk, and I don't know what old fruits and stuff they put out in there. It just had a pretty good variety of stuff.
Now, did y'all have a place maybe where you'd put the stuff after you'd eaten your meal?
Yeah. We then, back on the early days, we called them safes, old safes.
Uh-huh.
But then now they got refrigerators.
Yeah.
Put them in there, keep it cool. Have to heat it up at night, they eat cool fruit and whatever.
Bought some melons in a town. Meant to bring y'all some, but I left them in my hotel room. I hope they'll keep till tomorrow. I'll bring y'all a couple. They were having a sale, and I bought a couple, and I thought maybe y'all would like some.
We have some, yeah.
Why is it flying around?